Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called Gay Cups with Raro.
And what a cup!
Here, as always, Sheriff.
Yes!
Sheriff Briggs? What, did we decide?
Yes, Queen.
Sheriff Briggs or Sheriff JoJo? Sheriff Josh.
Nobody said we're going to need to set up another poll.
Sheriff Briggs. Sheriff Josh. I like Joe. I miss JoJo.
Me too.
But let's that was intern Josh, and then I called you JoJo.
That's true. You can still sheriff. Call me JoJo. It's just on official paperwork and stuff. It's got to be Sheriff.
You want the Sheriff, maybe? Period?
Yeah, that's it. There's no...
Here, as always, the Sheriff.
And then I flush a toilet. We got a toilet flush sound?
No, but the bathroom's right across the hall from me.
Oh, guys, there's so much news. We're in. What do you have a name for the layer yet?
No.
Is Maybe it the layer?
No, it's not the layer.
Is it called Space Station Zero?
No.
Is it called Clydesdale Manor?
No.
Is it called Is it called the I don't know. Is it called the jail? The jailhouse?
That's very now you're being very egocentric.
That's right. That's right, I say I'm the sheriff.
We're in the new studio, though.
We're in the new.
We're in the new Glassell Park digs.
Oh, it's great.
Feels good.
You're right near the community pool.
I'm excited.
This is great.
What do you think so far?
I really love it.
I'm only a day in setting up.
Well, it feels like you've been in here a lifetime.
Not really.
No, it doesn't. But it's nice. It's bright for a windowless room.
There's a little skylight.
That's what it is.
You're getting some natural light.
A little natural.
Yeah.
Unnatural. Yeah, it's very good. I like all the pine.
Do you want me to dim the lights?
Hit the lights! Are you going to go see Metallica at the Rose Bowl?
I had inklings of wanting to do that.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even look to see how much the tickets were because I was like, those tickets are going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be really fun.
Yes.
But maybe not fun enough for me.
That's what I felt the exact same way.
Like
tickets are $188 after fees.
That's where they start?
Yeah, that's the general admission.
I feel like...
But you're not going to get in the front.
It's not like... Okay, here's another example, and this is a totally different podcast, and we'll get on to our beverages. But I know Bon Jovi drinks a lot of beverages, so I think this is relevant.
I bet he does every day.
And he'll be on the show coming up in 7 months. I went to a Bon Jovi show, not a big Bon Jovi fan.
Right.
But had
Bon Jovi.
But had a blast because it's like you start realizing how many Bon Jovi songs you like.
Great.
That are about beverages. Metallica, I'm definitely a bigger Metallica fan
right.
than I am a Bon Jovi fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I don't think I would have as much fun at that show.
I think you might be right. I feel like I'd be judging the whole time. Where I wouldn't.
Who would you be judging? The Metallica. People drinking beverages? Or Metallica drinking beverages?
Not drinking enough beverages.
Parched. Like Lars is parched. He sweats, though, right? Lars?
He must, but I bet he's just puckering up his lips and just barely dribbling a tiny bit of water in there every two songs.
I heard that he has a medicine dropper, like an eye dropper.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Of Blue Powerade. That's all he drinks.
That's it. While his dad looks on disapprovingly from the wings.
I heard his dad perished.
Really? Oh, yeah, when the dam broke. Very sad. Well, it's fun to be sheriff, guys, let me tell you. There's a lot of perks. You can show up anytime you want.
So are we going to go with the sheriff? Or if we get a couple suggestions this week, that would give some clarity to the situation for me, because I don't know exactly.
Listen, I was just spitballing when I put it out there. I didn't, you know, this has been bestowed, but I didn't... You know, I didn't like necessarily fully think it through.
What does the word bespoke mean?
It means made to measure. Like truly handmade would be like, so it's more
did
like
I clothing. Pronounce it right?
Bespoke, yeah.
Bespoke?
Yeah.
Are there bespoke beverages?
I think people try to use that word because, you know, if you're into, how can I put this, like cedar essential oils and wearing a vest all the time, you've probably come across bespoke suits.
What kind of
vest
are we talking?
I'm going to go
beverage
tweed.
Beverage vest? Tweed, okay.
This is, and so if you're this type of barista or barkeep, cocktail wizard, you might, the word bespoke is definitely coming across your, into your lexicon.
Okay.
Right?
I've seen it recently. I feel like it's having...
It's the new hybrid.
It's the new hybrid?
Is that possible?
I don't see like, how it's the new hybrid.
Where all of a sudden everything was a hybrid? Where it just means you're combining two things, but then all of a sudden, like, hybrid cars were a thing, and then it was like everything's a hybrid.
Interesting. Are there any bespoke beverages?
To answer your question from before again, yes.
So I was at Dick's.
Beverages. And Dick's Last Resort, where they're rude to you? That place is a lot of fun.
No.
Bring it on. I'm just a sadist. You bring it on. Or a masochist.
I was at Dick's Sporting Goods with Brian's Questions
store.
And they had their big old display of...
Basketballs.
No.
Fishing rods.
Why is the brand escaping me? Really?
Etonics?
Really cool beverage vessels.
Gatorade.
Made by a company that makes...
Yeti.
Like, Yeti. So they had their Yeti display front and center.
You guys.
And I got to tell you, I was getting seduced by it, especially their 18-ounce bottle.
Dainty.
And Brian's Questions talked me out of it.
Really? What did he
say? He said there were better
himself?
Options online of knockoffs, pretty
Who's
much.
Sorry, who's the expert here? You or Brian's Questions?
He didn't want to see me throwing, you know, that much money at a beverage where he believed there's a similar vessel at half the price. So I think he was trying to look out for me.
What are we talking about here?
I think the 18 ounce was $25. $29.
Okay.
And I think online his beverage thing was like 14 something.
Now listen.
Plus you got to do shipping.
Did you
and
learn?
It doesn't have that Yeti logo though.
Have you learned nothing from your therapist? Nothing.
Where are you going for, with this?
Doesn't your therapist have a closet full of knockoff swell bottles that are underperforming?
Yes. No. Who said anything about underperforming?
They just like that shape so much. Is that what the lesson we learned from that episode?
No, it was more of a moral thing, sort of. It's wrong to get them.
It's wrong to get the knockoffs.
It is wrong. Swells. It is wrong.
Right. So support the good people of Yeti.
And I, what does that say about me and my affinity for brand recognition? It's a little
it means you're
superficial.
Weak-willed, right? Yeah, it means like there's something broken inside you.
It does. Well, let me tell you, I had my first therapy session since our last podcast. I was on jury duty, and so I missed a couple weeks of therapy. So it was my first day back, and I walk in. And she said something. I walked in being paranoid that she'd heard that episode, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's just Googling the word therapy. She has Google alert set up for it.
Therapy and beverages.
Yeah.
Well, I've told her I do a beverage podcast.
Oh, that's right.
And so I was so paranoid. I walk in and like the first thing she says was like, so you're on trial, huh? And I thought it was some weird reference that I couldn't even imagine that like, oh, no, she'd heard.
Oh, no, she heard episode 48.
Yeah. And then I was like, I beg your pardon? And she was like, weren't you on a trial on the jury? And I was like, oh, yeah, 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 that's right. Because I had to cancel a couple times.
Sure.
But that's how paranoid I was. Where she said you were on a trial, which was like, yeah, that's why. Like, it made total sense what she said. And I looked weird because I was like, what are you talking about? Because I was so paranoid thinking she knew my secret.
We've now doubled the chances of her finding out that you talk about her on this podcast.
I know.
Dude,
this might be a weekly thing.
Oh, I have two questions.
Yeah.
One, about your therapist.
In the future.
Has she tried LaCroix yet?
I haven't asked. That might be inappropriate at this point.
You going to just bring one in? Because then it'll seem
I bring
like
them in all the time.
Weird shit. No, I mean, bring her in like a case, room temp. She can take it home.
that doesn't seem like that nice of a gesture. You got to bring an ice cold one for someone's first time.
All right, so you bring a baker's dozen.
So she didn't have to work. A baker's dozen is a great gesture. That is. Try this, and
you're
going to
love
like
it so
it,
much, which I know you will.
You're going home with these.
That's right.
You're going home.
You have a couple of like Price is Right ladies come up behind you, and they show the prize that you furnished.
Is it weird that my therapist has, she calls it an intern?
It feels like they should have only paid professionals in their practice. Who does she have?
Well, she doesn't talk. She just sits there.
Oh, she's observing your seshes.
Yeah.
She drinking anything while it's happening?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening?
Usually it's some sort of Slurpee.
That's weird. I was just going to ask if she's slurping the entire time. It seems like she's probably saying, you guys are talking, you're like, hey, and my father was, and you start.
This I am worried about because she does listen to the show.
She's a former intern. She's the one I displaced after the first episode. We also wouldn't let talk. Yeah, remember that.
Good times. I did spill while I was on jury duty. They had like a little convenience store in the courthouse, and I was getting those Arrowhead sparkling lemon waters. And one of them blew up on me pretty good in the hallway and made quite a mess.
Do they allow you to bring beverages into the courtroom?
Our judge did.
Ooh.
Not typical.
Laid back. Probably wore Crocs under the robe, don't
he
you think?
He said, listen to this. He said, listen, I like to have a cup of coffee from time to time, and I don't like to exclude people.
I like that. Populist.
So you're allowed a covered beverage. Now, a few different ways to interpret that.
Sure.
Or maybe not. Maybe only one.
Yeah.
I fucking was drinking LaCroix up in that fucking courtroom. Mm-hmm. I didn't give a shit. I figured, hey, a covered beverage. I'm looking at a covered coffee, right?
Right.
And then I'm looking at my can of LaCroix. I'm like, we're in the same ballpark here. Maybe my hole is a little bit bigger.
Go on.
But I think we're in the same ballpark. And if we're talking about a stained situation, this is LaCroix. The amount that would fall out isn't going to stain anything, where just like, you know, that coffee could.
You're right.
How do you feel now? And then the next question is, how do you feel about like, I'm pointing at like a plastic bottle with a screw on lid. How do you feel about that as a covered beverage?
Well, first of all, I'm so glad you already got right to this thing, that you found a loophole immediately. I feel like no matter what, that judge appreciated that. You know, he's a man of the law, which really means he's a man of interpretations.
Yeah.
And so I feel as though he probably really appreciated you you looking for precedent, you finding it in the coffee cup so quickly. Because my brain did not go there immediately. And I think you found a perfect case, perhaps even a better one, because the top can't come off of your can.
No, but there is an open hole. That's always...
Well, but there's always an open hole in the coffee cup, too. But
not
then
as
the
big
hole,
as I was saying.
But right, but then the entire lid can also come off.
Oh, got it. That fucking happens.
And that's a disaster.
That is a disaster.
That'll ruin a road trip right there.
Yeah.
Now, as far as how do I feel about the capped beverage, you know, I'm so glad you brought this up about the can. I'm starting to think it's the perfect vessel for the room because... The cap could fly off, end up in the, out on the prosecution's table out there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's maybe untoward interactions between the jury and the prosecution.
Yes.
There are allegations of, mishandling of evidence. And all of a sudden, you got a mistrial declared and you got to come back.
Yeah.
Now, that's no good for anybody.
Not for anybody.
You bring a can in there. It just feels like the best of both worlds. It's like it's almost like the Jeep Wrangler of beverage choices.
Yes, it is.
It's just right for every
situation. It's exactly what it is.
Top's always open.
Always.
But it's right for every situation.
But it's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love it. Do you think he would have given you like a little wink and a nod if you came in there with just like a Dixie?
What's the opposite of a closed beverage?
Like a Dixie cup with a napkin over the top? He's yeah. like, you got me.
He seemed like the kind of guy that would be into it.
You want to talk about the case?
We eyeballed him at Fatburger one day.
Ooh.
And it was a Fatburger that has a bar in it. Do you know that some Fatburgers have bars in them?
Holy shit.
Yeah. So we were like joking, like, what if he's like hitting that Fatburger bar? But it didn't look like it.
Was he doing the Guy Fieri stance over his burger with like the sleeves of his robe pushed up and so he wouldn't get them messy? And he's like leaned away from the burger so any toppings or egg squirts that come out of there were dripping onto the floor?
Yes.
That's how he's doing it?
Yes. He kind of looked like if Guy Fieri's parents were Al Franken and John Candy.
Okay.
That's kind of what this judge looked like.
They look like a fat Canadian with...
but not that fat.
With frosted tips.
Yeah, except he'd gone all gray, so it was all frosty.
Did you find you could read any of the notes on his desk in the reflection of his Oakleys?
No, because they were on the back of his head.
Oh, okay, fair.
Let's move on.
All right. I'm so glad to be sheriff. I'm so thankful to our listeners for that.
Blessed.
Who only a couple of naysayers who have since been blacklisted from the podcast even said otherwise. Mm. Everyone else, I mean, a true landslide victory, one of the greatest victories ever in political history, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm feeling pretty good about that. I got that on my resume now. I'm going to work my way towards a local office and then on to Washington. So thank you guys, little
on
people.
On to Washington.
So
what are we drinking today?
I'm glad you asked.
Let's get at it.
We're just doing a quick little flight because
it's flight time.
You know.
It's the right time.
We're guestless.
Oh, no.
It's been a little while.
What did you get? God damn it.
It's been. Let's see here. Hold on. When was Mardi Gras? When did it start?
Fat Tuesday.
It was. Right. Saturday, February 11th, ended at the end of February. So just a couple of days, hence.
Okay.
We missed it. We were, we were just on a break between eps while Roro's moving studios, and we were all taking care of life and
jury duty
and illness and all kinds of wackadoodle shit. But I thought, you know, we missed doing a fun Mardi Gras episode, but that doesn't mean we can't enjoy a little taste of New Orleans.
Okay.
So I got three beers from the Abita Brewing Company.
Oh!
Of Abita Springs, Louisiana.
I bet you will like them.
I bet you will too.
What'd you get?
I got Turbo Dog. Arf, arf. It's their brown ale, 5.8% alcohol by volume.
I think I've had Turbo Dog.
Inside
Have we had Turbo Dog on our show?
I don't know. Maybe. I think we have.
Maybe we have had Turbo Dog. Okay.
We'll have to check it.
That's cool.
Inside every dog, there's a Turbo Dog ready to break free.
Really?
This very good dog has a rich, dark color and body with a sweet chocolate toffee-like flavor.
Mm.
Turbo Dog is powered by pale
Turbo Dog
caramel and chocolate malts and Willamette hops for runaway good times.
Wow.
If that doesn't sound delicious... And, well, that's the king of them right there.
Oh, cool.
And then we got Purple Haze.
Oh, yeah, man.
Purple Haze.
Do I have the right riff?
I'm pretty sure you do. That was it.
Purple Haze, all in my brain.
That's what it just says here. Experience the magic of Purple Haze.
Yeah, man.
Clouds of real raspberries
swirl
in this tart and tantalizing lager.
Oh, that's
inspired
fun.
By the good spirits and dark mysteries of New Orleans. Brewed with Pilsner and wheat malts along with Vanguard hops, let the scent of berries in the hazy purple brew.
I feel like I might like this one if it's not too fruity. If it's like leans more Pilsner.
Yes.
I might really like this one. If it has a hint of raspberry, I'm
with you.
Super into it.
On that. 4.2% ABV.
I think it might be what we're talking.
I think you're right. Lastly, Mardi Gras Bock. 6.5% ABV. This bad boy, Apita Mardi Gras Bock, is brewed with pale Pilsner and caramel malts and German pearl hops. Mm. Our Bock is similar to German Maybocks with its rich malt flavor and full body. Mardi Gras Bock brings the fun of carnival season to you wherever you are.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to having some of that fun in the sun. It just felt like, you know, we got a break in the new studio with a beer.
Okay.
And we'll just do this. We're going to sip these. We're going to listen to some voicemails.
There's a bar in the area I'm in Glassell Park called Verdugo Bar.
Fucking awesome bar.
I drove by it the other day, right?
Yes.
And there's a line out the door and around the block at about 6 p.m. So I'm saying to myself, what the fuck is going on here, right? I get home. I get on the old interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
They got a Twitter account. I see what's going on. Now, is it Pliny the Elder?
Pliny the Elder.
Pliny the Elder.
Yes.
They were tapping kegs of Pliny the Elder. Get there at 6 o'clock to get in line and get your ticket. We're tapping the kegs at 8 p.m. And let me tell you, there were a fuck ton of people in line and all walks of life, all ages, all ethnicities.
Eight-year-old kids, nine-year-old men.
But that was one of the other things when I drove by. I was like, what is going on at this place? Because it was a real big cross-section.
Russian oligarchs.
Pliny the Elder. Can you believe that?
That's pretty incredible because it is one that you can get. And there is also what? They do one.
I thought that was the one that is really hard to get.
It's very hard to get, but you can get it. It's not like... like Bill's Liquors.
What about on tap, though?
On tap, I don't think it's much harder.
Maybe it is special.
That's true. You can go up to Russian River Brewing Company and go get it. They have it there all the time.
They do.
That's where they make it.
Where is that?
It's near Napa.
Okay.
So, north of San Francisco.
We'll have to go to Verdugo Bar. I've never been.
Oh, let's go there. That's the place I first had. There's a passion fruit beer that I think it's Avery Brewing Company makes. It is like a taste of the Hawaiian Islands. It's a true delight.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Do we need a cup? I have some cups.
Yeah, let's get three cups. Now, there is one other fun announcement to make before we continue. This is something that will make an appearance on an episode near you very soon. Bevhead Nick is blowing up our spot in the best way possible. As many of you know, we have designs on being real disruptors in the water game by getting into something called canned water.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Keep going. Let me just say it and then we'll get back to this plug.
Okay.
I'm getting into the disrupting game also. In addition to canned water, I announced it on Totally Married. I'm disrupting money.
Bitcoin?
Everyone keeps saying that. No, it's not going to be like Bitcoin. It's bigger. I'm going to disrupt money.
Just go ahead.
And Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. Shout out Nick. Sorry.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I just want to... You got to put it out there when you're disrupting things. And it just reminded me, and I didn't want to forget. I'm sorry.
You sent us a case of canned water.
God.
And it is...
Holy
it benefits,
shit.
It benefits a charity. So we're dicks. It goes to a great charity called Canned Water for Kids in Wisconsin. It says 95% of every dollar collected by CW4K goes to fund and deliver clean water programs worldwide.
Why are we dicks?
Because we were going to make and still are going to make
Going
to make and sell canned water for an extreme 100% profit.
Okay, you want to know something? I should say this on this show.
Yeah.
My wife got really excited about canned water, but wanted to have, I think, like some sort of, what is this called? What are these people doing?
What are those people doing? Raising the roof?
No.
A
charitable element. Never in, I don't think we were thinking 95%.
You're like a nickel from every literally the exact opposite of what they're doing. 5%.
I'm so excited to show this to her. You know what I think I'm going to do?
You can give her one of these postcards.
I think I'm just going to put, I'm going to put like two of these in my fridge tonight. And maybe at some point we'll be watching TV or something. And she'll go into the kitchen. I'll be like, hey, will you grab me a canned water?
That's a great idea.
That's what I'm doing.
That's great. Here, bring her a, you should still bring her a flyer in case.
Nick, thanks so much.
Nick, this is great. And also, by the way, you just did a good thing for your community.
So where do you get this?
He got it from the internet, I believe.
So you just can order canned water?
Yeah, he sent us the whole case. It's from, I should even check. Yeah, this is, it came directly from Canned Water for Kids Incorporated in Sussex, Wisconsin. But anyway, this is like, super good. So, I mean, everybody.
It doesn't say why cans.
Well, no. They don't care. They're not, because they're not trying to disrupt. They're just trying to get money for kids so they have clean drinking water.
No, I but I'm saying, why are they selling canned water as opposed to selling bottled water? That's what I want to know.
I think
because it's recyclable.
Oh, well, it does. There is a little tiny indicator. Maybe they don't want to shove it in people's faces because maybe they don't want people to feel bad if there are
cans infinitely recyclable.
Exactly. You'll notice they also sell those aluminum bottles, like they sell at sporting events, so that people don't smash glass all over each other.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm really excited to try this. So how are we going to do this?
We're going to try it. Well, with what? The canned water?
We should do a shootout.
Yeah, I think we'll do it. I kind of want to get the vessel against other vessels. I want to do like a plastic bottle, a glass bottle, and maybe just straight from the tap and just see if we can.
We got to do, a shootout in cups. And then also we have to drink them
from the vessels.
From their vessels, just to see what the experience is like differently. Right.
That shoot out of the water of itself, and then afterwards we'll just we'll test drinkability.
We'll circle back.
Circle back, test drinkability.
All right, what time is it? Oh, we gotta get this show on the road.
All right, babies. I feel like there's been so much to talk about, but thank you, Nick. Really, go fuck yourself.
God, go fuck yourself, Nick.
Okay, guys. Oh, we got so many voicemails. Thank you. You can keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Let's try these beers.
Yeah, 909-359-BAVS.
Yeah, let's start with Turbo Dog.
I'm going to pop this open and we will start a voicemail.
All right, we got it.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
I just heard that you were not any longer going to have a show, and that's a big disappointment, but I'm glad to have been a long-time BevHead, and I could not let you go without telling you part of a very funny story that happened to me over Thanksgiving. I may or may not have been arrested and may or may not have spent 32 hours in jail. It was all very confusing, and I thought, you know, I'm going to look forward to the morning, going to have some coffee. It's going to be fantastic as jail coffee might be. And to my surprise, they don't give you coffee in jail. You have to buy it from the commissary. And when you're new to jail, never been in, you don't know that you need money for the commissary. And all they give you is milk, just crappy 2% milk. It's not even whole milk. And they give you these crappy, weird, fake Kool-Aid packets. It's this tiny little salt-sized packet for Kool-Aid. Oh, I don't want to drink that shit. It's garbage. So you give it to somebody else, because there's always this handing off of beverages and food. It's the weirdest thing ever. So after about 38 hours of no coffee total, which is the worst 38 hours of my life, I got out, got straight to my coffee pot, and made me a damn good pour over my Chemex. And never again shall I go to jail. Never! I'll miss you guys. And go fuck yourself.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's
a Hall of Famer right there.
That really is. Wow. Our first, my hope is, but I'm pretty sure I heard a child saying meow in the background of this phone call, but I really hope this was your one phone call. And you were just wishful thinking about what you were going to do.
Milk and Kool-Aid? That seems interesting. The Kool-Aid seems off. The milk, in some weird way, I kind of get. It seems appropriately odd.
Yeah, it's just like, here's a thing. It has protein and fat in it, so like you're not going to die.
Drink your milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that the Kool-Aid packets is very... It's like almost
a generic Kool-Aid? Why?
Because it's like, it's basically like making you bug juice, right? Like you just have this, if it's like this tiny little packet.
What's bug juice?
It's like really watered down Kool-Aid from, it's like a Boy Scout kind of camp thing.
Okay.
I don't know why they call it bug juice. It sucks.
Huh.
But, wow. I mean, so many questions. First of all, would obviously love to know. Why 38 hours? What was going on? But that's fine. I appreciate the feedback. This is just great. And what a great insight. It's something, you know, that you're certainly not prepared for. One of the many things I imagine you're not prepared for. Sure. And that's what this show is all about.
Sure.
Is the weird angles beverages will play in your everyday life.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Man, if anybody else is sitting on gems like these, now is the fucking time to call in, am I right?
You are correct.
Here's another one.
Should we drink a little of this Turbo
Let's
Dog?
Drink a little of this Turbo Dog. Turbo Dog. Cheers and congratulations on your new studio.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Happy Mardi Gras. I just took a big rip off of that.
It's what family is this in?
I mean, it says it's a brown ale.
It's not as quite as heavy. It's a little coffee-ish in this.
Yeah. Yeah. It tastes a little it tastes a little bit more like a stout than it does like a brown ale. Doesn't
it? I would
it?
Agree.
Like.
But not quite as heavy as a stout, maybe.
No, very true.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Like, if I picked this up, if I went to someone's party, backyard barbecue,
yeah,
and they got a bucket full of beers, and I don't recognize the names of any of them, sure, and none of them are the kind of beer that I like,
yeah, you're gonna
and
have
I grab this, I'd be all right with it.
Yeah, you're not going to, like, sneakily leave it in the bathroom or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Josh, your chemistry friend in Gainesville, Florida, calling back with an answer to my question about toothpaste. So basically, to prevent toothpaste from making orange juice or coffee taste bad, you have to get SLS-free toothpaste. And SLS is sodium lauryl sulfate. It's a foaming agent that makes toothpaste and also a lot of other products like shampoo foamy. And when you brush your teeth with it, it does two things to your tongue. It temporarily dulls your sweet taste receptors, and it removes the fats that block the bitter receptors on your tongue. And so that makes coffee and orange juice both more bitter and less sweet, which is particularly making orange juice disgusting. And you can find toothpaste without SLS. You just have to search for SLS-free toothpaste. You mentioned Tom's of Maine baking soda toothpaste. I don't know if that has SLS in it, but they do make one that is SLS free, and it says it right on the box. There's also Jason Power Smile, which is SLS free. So just look for SLS free when you buy toothpaste. The foaming agent doesn't actually make your mouth cleaner; it just makes it feel cleaner. So you can, you know, go without that and still buy fluoride toothpaste. It'll make your teeth clean. You know, you can find whitening ones, but I highly recommend it. You can drink coffee or orange juice right after. It's still going to taste a little funny to go from mint to other flavors, obviously, but it's not going to be nearly as bad as the kind of horrible, instant, bad orange juice taste that you get if you sip orange juice right after you brush your teeth. And, yes, you should brush your teeth right when you wake up in the morning because that's when the bacteria in your mouth are at their absolute worst. Waiting till after breakfast is bad, especially if you like to sip your coffee for a little while before you're actually going to call yourself done with breakfast. So anyway, hope that helps, and go fuck yourselves.
This just blew my mind.
Does it help? You're changing lives.
Okay, number one, we're doing this. We're going to get a tube of FLS-free toothpaste plus a regular tube, and we're going to drink some fucking orange juice.
Done. Done.
That's happening
fucking
very soon. Thanks for all these tips.
Dr. Josh.
Damn.
Now that's a title.
God I could damn. Get
That's fucking fascinating. You know what's funny? I'm pretty sure I saw it on the shelf at, where was I? Might have been at Target.
Okay.
It was either at Target or Whole Foods. I was in a pinch and had to pick up a tube of toothpaste. Had the Tom's of Maine, which I've been into, as I mentioned. And I believe one said SL is free. And I was afraid that was like the anti-fluoride, some weird thing where it was just like kind of the ultimate hippie free zone or all hippie zone.
Yeah.
And I did not get it, but I will get it. And we will be using it on this show. You might have just changed, geez, thousands of people's lives.
Yeah. It's like, go get your FLS free toothpaste and then you get your beverage game on right away. You're going to have cleaner teeth because you're going to brush them in the morning. This is great.
And I mean, what a hot tip about brushing first, because I don't know, if you're like me, I will go one of two ways. If either I do it very, very first thing, cause I'm like, well, I'm not gonna be eating breakfast for a little while, so the toothpaste taste will go away, or I will wait until I am done with breakfast.
I do it after breakfast a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good to know. I'm gonna start brushing first thing.
All right. Hot tips.
Let's go to the next one here.
All right. Oh wait, yeah. What are you doing? Purple Haze?
I just pounded Turbo Dog. My Purple Haze smells real weird. No, wait. Which one are you doing?
I did Purple Haze.
Which one's Purple Haze?
It should be that one, I believe.
Are you sure? Oh, it could be.
Yeah. And it might smell weird. It kind of smells
weird. Smell.
Take a sip. I think it's exactly what you want.
It is exactly what I described. Turns out it's not exactly what I want.
Okay, that's fair.
It is a light pilsner, mm-hmm. I would say. With this weird raspberry aftertaste.
Yeah, not particularly sweet and not, definitely not candy tasting, which I really like.
It wouldn't give you like a sugary headache.
No way.
But it's not my jam.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like it. I'm in. And 4.2%, that's an all-day drinker.
Yeah.
You could just, a session beer, as you might say. This sure. is a, it's very gentle and very nice. I certainly would not kick that out of bed.
Nice.
Who says that? What a dumb phrase. All right. Who's clicking? Is that me?
Yeah. I'll edit that out in post.
Great news. Ooh. Hold, please. All right. Well, come on, guys.
My plant over there looks thirsty. I wonder if that plant will make it in here.
I don't think it's going to make it. You're going to find out if it's going to start growing towards the light, which will be interesting.
Yeah.
Hold, please. I'm going to try to restart this Google Voice.
Google Voice.
Google Voice. Google Voice. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, wow. This is Nigel. I'm calling from Vancouver, BC. I don't know what to say right now. I thought I'd have this whole list of things to say, but I'm kind of just flabbergasted. Not that you guys are kind of just leaving all us dev heads high and dry, but that is just ending. Not just this podcast, but what seems like the totally podcast empire. I know Elizabeth's doing great things, Andy's doing great things. And, yeah, even intern Josh seems like he's kind of got his head together. I mean, there's no promotion yet, but things are still pretty solid. But no, I'm just calling to say I'm thankful for everything that Andy and Elizabeth and even you, Josh, have done over the years. So much free entertainment. And, yeah, I've been listening since whenever Natasha Ruggiero got on the Leaving podcast. I was 19 then. I'm turning 26 this year.
Whoa.
Dang.
Jesus. That's a lot of time. And I'm gonna miss it all. Also, when it comes to beverages, I have this really, like, hard thing about just drinking. It's not that I don't enjoy beverages, it's just about so many options. I mean, water is fine and all, but do you guys have something that you could recommend for me to drink first thing in the morning? Just wake me up. All right. Go fuck yourself. Bye.
A good morning beverage, is he saying?
A good morning beverage. First of all, I think we need to say thank you, Nigel.
Yeah, that was one of the best messages ever, Nigel.
7 fucking years.
Wow.
You've been on the mic.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible to reflect on that for just a moment, but I also like the simplicity of Nigel's final question, and then also that somehow, after 100 episodes of this show alone, it still is one that is slightly unturned. Certainly something we've probably discussed a little bit here and there, but it's direct. It seems simple on its face, but like most of these things, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
It's not.
Man, thanks, Nigel. That means a lot.
Let's get out of here. So, I mean, water is fine and all, but he wants to know if we have something you could recommend for to drink first thing in the morning to wake him up.
Now, I like maybe a LaCroix, a little sparkling water with some a flavor that you like.
Yep.
Gets a little fizzy, gets you going. I'm a big juice guy, too. But I get that juice can like be a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's not a coffee guy.
Clearly. Yeah, it seems like not a coffee guy and probably not a tea guy, right? Like you're looking for something else. I'm going to go ahead and I will throw also one at you is kombucha.
Because
it also has a little effervescent and there's something about kind of the vinegariness of it that also maybe it's like the tartness that also kind of is like a little jolt in that same way that I think that fizziness or whatever else in the sparkling water is. Like it could do the trick. Maybe give those a try. See what happens.
Yeah.
I also like those apple cider vinegar Bragg's drinks we got.
Yeah.
You can make your own, too. Just get some apple cider vinegar and some water.
That's a real good idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this last beer, and then I got to get rolling, actually.
All right. Boy, Mardi Gras. Happy Mardi Gras. Feliz Mardi Gras.
Let's see here.
Oh.
It's festive.
It is festive. I like this one. A little bitter.
Yeah, how would you describe this one?
Now it's a Bock, and I forget what that means. I think it has to do with some toasted maltiness. It's like a dark beer, like a Shiner Bock.
That's
the most famous Bock that I think of.
But yeah,
Amber Bock, the Michelob beer. It's they tend to be dark, but not, but still pretty like simple.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, not bad.
As it is, it's a little malty, a little bitter, tiny touch of sweetness in there from me.
Yeah.
It tastes pretty good. I'm in.
I'm all right. Yeah. This is a seasonal festive beer. Might be my favorite, oddly enough, of these Abitas.
I think you might be right. And 6.5% ABV.
It's growing on me. Woo.
That'll do you right. That'll give you the edge on your Bud Light drinking hooligan friends.
Well, on that note, I kind of hate to jet out real quick, but I just looked at the clock and I got to get on the road here. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back soon with toothpaste in our mouths, and we have some other fun things planned in the next few weeks. Josh, you got anything?
No. Oh, I guess I do need to apologize for anybody who went out to the Friday 40s show that I was supposed to do 2 weeks ago. I got really sick and started puking.
Yeah.
So did not make that show, but I hope you still had fun. I'm sure it was good. We're going to reschedule sometime soon. Do some live shows and other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boogity.
Go boogity.